Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, December 19th. I'm Abby Larico. Kris Kringle and the Jolly Jingles are spreading holiday cheer this weekend at Off-Broadway. This St. Louis-based North Pole rock band blends music and storytelling to bring a fresh twist to longtime Christmas classics. The band's frontman believes they're playing just a small part in helping make holiday magic.
I want people to realize that there's joy in life. And while that's not always the truth in every moment, it can be, and so you can go and you can seek it out.
A conversation between STLPR's Brian Munoz and Kris Kringle himself, coming up after this news on The Gateway. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page says he's not seeking re-election when his term ends in 2027. That means St. Louis County voters won't see a sitting county executive on the ballot next year for the first time since 1974. In a statement yesterday, the Democrat touted what he says he's accomplished since becoming county executive in 2019, reducing crime, improving infrastructure, and protecting healthcare clinics. In July, a St. Louis County grand jury indicted Page on charges involving the use of public money to campaign against a ballot proposition. He's set to appear in court today over those charges, and he did not mention the case in his statement. Page began his public service career on the Creve Coeur City Council. He served three terms in the Missouri House and, before becoming county executive, was chair of the St. Louis County Council. Page had a contentious relationship with council members. Republican Councilman Mark Harder says Page's departure will allow for a needed reset.
Yes, a little bit of shock, a little bit of surprise, but we will move through this, and this will, put us on a new path for St. Louis County.
Councilwoman Lisa Clancy was Page's lone ally on the council. She says Page's decision allows the 2026 county executive contest to be about the county's future.
The challenges in St. Louis County couldn't be more real right now, especially regarding our financial situation and our budget and our ability to continue to provide quality services so that we can be a modern government.
Democratic State Senator Brian Williams and Republican County Councilman Dennis Hancock have already announced their campaigns to succeed Page. Missouri is investigating five companies that operate cryptocurrency kiosks in the state. As Sam Zeff from member station KCUR reports, those kiosks have been used by thieves to defraud consumers out of millions of dollars.
These crypto kiosks look just like ATMs and often show up in liquor and convenience stores. KCUR discovered that in the last 2 years in Clay County alone, 150 people have been scammed out of $3 million. Scammers call and claim you're in trouble with the law and must deposit cash into cryptocurrency ATMs or be arrested. Missouri Attorney General Catherine Hanaway called these scams devastating and said she's now investigating five of the biggest crypto kiosk operators. Hanaway also says these kiosks have what she called disproportionate and poorly disclosed fees for people who buy or sell cryptocurrencies. I'm Sam Zeff.
The Trump administration is suing Illinois over access to the state's complete unredacted voter registration database, including sensitive information such as voters' date of birth and partial Social Security numbers. Capital News Illinois reports the Justice Department filed the lawsuit yesterday in U.S. District Court in Springfield. At least 18 other states are facing similar lawsuits. The DOJ had previously sent letters demanding Illinois' voter registration records to see how many non-citizens have been removed from the rolls since the 2022 midterms. The Illinois State Board of Elections has so far refused to hand over the information, citing state and federal privacy laws. A spokesperson for the board said it has asked Attorney General Kwame Raoul to handle the lawsuit, but declined to comment further on the case. Four people from St. Louis were among a group of more than 80 who spoke to lawmakers in the U.S. Capitol this week about ways to improve the country's emergency management agency. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports.
Michael McLemore lost his roof in the May tornado. He's still living in the home, despite much damage and slow help from his insurance company. He said his family received $4,000 from FEMA, but it wasn't nearly enough to cover what insurance did not. McLemore is an organizer with Action St. Louis. Along with other storm survivors, he spoke with congressmen to help them strategize about what they should include in the FEMA Act of 2025.
The state itself couldn't possibly just take over disaster response on its own. So we really do need a FEMA to really respond where the state and local governments fall short.
Missouri House Republican Sam Graves filed the FEMA reform bill in July. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
One of St. Louis's newest aldermen says the city is not moving fast enough to push aid to survivors of the May tornado. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports, Matt Devote says there is an effort at the board to fix some of the problems.
Devote told the Politically Speaking podcast the issues are mostly with the city's contracting processes. That includes getting a certain number of bids, even for more emergent projects, and a requirement that contracts are signed in person. Devote, who represents the Fifth Ward, says there is enough interest at the board to make some important changes to city law, but he says legislation is not quite ready for introduction.
It needs to be done, but it needs to be done correctly. It needs to be done in a way that protects the financial responsibilities of the city to its residents.
Devote says Comptroller Donna Behringer is also working on streamlining the internal processes of her office. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
Hundreds of soldiers at Fort Leonard Wood and airmen at Scott Air Force Base are enjoying the holidays with a free Christmas tree. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports it's part of a national program to help service members who are celebrating the holidays far from home.
Corporal Noah Rodriguez is based at Fort Leonard Wood, but grew up in a part of Texas where Christmas trees weren't really a thing. But it was a tradition for his wife, Cheyenne.
She always had a tree growing up, so to share that experience is kind of cool.
The Rodriguez family, including toddler Braxton, received one of the free trees.
We've always gone to other places, so this is the first year that we're actually going to be fully decorating for Christmas and having that like Christmas magic for him because he's finally old enough to kind of get it.
The Trees for Troops program organizes Christmas tree donations around the country and FedEx sends them to various military installations. Fort Leonard Wood gave out almost 400 trees this year. Scott Air Force Base had about 300. I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis musicians have historically made their mark on the holidays. Think of the greats like Chuck Berry, Donny Hathaway, or Tina Turner. Now, Kris Kringle and the Jolly Jingles are putting their North Pole rock twist on Christmas classics. St. Louis Public Radio's Brian Munoz had hoped to speak with band founder Joe Bubinick about their unique sound, their new song, and their pandemic-era beginnings, but Bubinick wasn't free. So, here's Kris Kringle instead.
I mean, you guys are all familiar with what I do on December 24th, but as far as what I do in my free time, I put together a little band. They're called the Jolly Jingles. I guess the best way I could describe it is that we play North Pole rock and roll.
Well, if what I've heard is true, you have a pretty interesting background. Can you tell me about how Kris Kringle and the Jolly Jingles got started?
Sure. I mean, it all goes back to the pandemic, honestly. I was sitting around, had nothing to do most of the time, was bored, and I said, you know what? I'm going to record a song, a Christmas song. And I quickly realized I only play one or two instruments proficiently, so I called some of the elves up. I'm like, hey, can you join me in recording a song? So in 2020, went over to Native Sound Recording on Cherokee here, or just off Cherokee, and recorded a old song called Nothing for Christmas.
Whoa, I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad.
Do you have a favorite song that you guys have recorded so far? And if so, what is it?
It's like asking if you have a favorite elf. There's definitely ones that I like more. You know, I really like our rendition of Jesus, Oh, What a Wonderful Child, old kind of church song. And there's a lot of energy in it. I like that one quite a bit.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus. Jesus. So lowly, meek and mild.
I think a lot of musicians will say the most recent thing they've recorded is their favorite. So we're about to release a new song, and I know you want to talk about that, so we can get to that. But I'm really enjoying that one, too.
Yeah, let's get into it. Sure. You guys have been working on a new single. Can you tell us a little bit about Eggnog?
It's thick. It's creamy. It goes down to your toes when you drink it. And man, is there anything as wonderful as eggnog?
Jingle bells are jingling in the air. Carolers are caroling everywhere. Snowflakes are falling from the sky.
Also, just so you know, Martha Stewart's recipe is incredible. She says only having have one per person. Okay, but anyway, I wanted to write something, an ode to eggnog.
I've had 8 cups of eggnog tonight. I'm proud of these cups of Christmas delight.
What are the things that you want audiences to take away from your music, your performances?
I want people to realize that there's joy in life. And while that's not always the truth in every moment, it can be. And so you can go and you can seek it out. I want you to have a lot of joy in your heart.
I need another eggnog!
That was Kris Kringle of Kris Kringle and the Jolly Jingles speaking to St. Louis Public Radio's Brian Munoz. That piece was edited by our Jessica Rogan. The band's Christmas Extravaganza is set for tomorrow night at Off-Broadway. You can find more details at stlpr.org.
Jingle bells are jingling in the air. Carolers are caroling everywhere.
The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Our theme music is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. But, of course, we're playing out with a little more Kris Kringle and the Jolly Jingles and their new single, Eggnog.
I've had 8 cups of eggnog tonight.
Whew, that's a lot of dairy. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, thanks so much for listening to The Gateway. Have a jolly weekend.